This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kennedy Campbell-Moss, and I'm here on Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. This rainy, stormy Tuesday. Last week it was rainy and stormy as well, and from my text messages and my inbox messages, some of you had a dandy last week Tuesday. Now, this week Tuesday, we're going to talk about the psychology of love. Understanding the science behind attraction, attachment, and long-lasting relationships. Now, last week, we started very slow and smooth and sexy. It was very, very foreplayish, and it crescendoed, if I will use that word. But this evening, we actually have a real live mental health therapist. And in studio, we're going to talk about what it is that attracts us to each other, the science, the psychological makeup, the buildup, what gets your juices flowing, what says to you, hey, I'm attracted to you. I've been on TikTok lately, right? And there's this lady, and she speaks about the fact that she's in a married relationship, heterosexual relationship, and she caught her husband in an extramarital relationship. And so they are now very open. They're swingers, if you will. Mm-hmm. And based on how the connotation of her comments, it seems as if, though, if you are aware that your significant other is cheating, it's better for you because you can play and I can play. It's almost like getting your lick back. Mm-hmm. But you get more than one lick, because how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll, right? So I want you to talk to my listening audience. Man, I ask the questions. Hold on.
Too excited.
They are so excited. Kenny, I'm attracted to what I'm attracted. I like what I like. I like a girl with flat bottoms and big boobs. I just want to rest my head in them and just lay in it. Okay. That is a physical attribute. Mm-hmm. But talk to us about the law of attraction. Is it what I see with my eyes that makes me sexually heightened? Okay. Is it what I see with my eyes that makes me sexually heightened? Is it psychological? Is it mental? What is it? Tell me about it.
So I definitely think that there's a variety of ways that people get attracted, right? So there's no one size fits all.
Right.
There's no, you know, this works for everybody. So some people, it is how I look, right? How you look, which immediately attracts me. So, you know.
You mean me? You're talking third person plural? Yeah. Singular. Okay, go ahead.
How people look, right? And then I think for people who are more in tune with their emotions, mm-hmm. look for more of an emotional connection, right? So the sapiosexual, the demisexual, like people who are attracted to personality, right? Okay, you look good. Okay, cool. But what else? What else do you have, right? And so they have terminology for that, right? So you have sapiosexual, you have demisexual. And then there's also kind of people who are attracted to what people can do, right? So what can you do for me?
Like your potential?
Yes.
Like I'm, you, yes. So because you know, a lot of women, right? They date these men and they say that he has great potential. Honey, mm-hmm. I'm not in love with potential. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with blue marlins, mm-hmm. like, right? I mean, let's just be honest yep. here. Okay, so do you think this is another question right away? Hold on. Kenny, you too hot and hot. I thank you. Do you think that we've become a BBL nation?
Nassau? Like the Bahamas?
I guess so. That's just the question.
Interestingly, I think we are shifting to it, but I definitely think just naturally what I'm noticing is a lot of Bahamian women naturally just have curves. Like they just naturally have the booty and what they say, the peas and rice bungi and all of that. Like that's just very natural. But who feel like they wanted to be a little bit more shapely, a little bit more, I wouldn't even say natural, but just a little bit more shapely, and no shade to them, because sometimes people can't naturally have a booty, and men, a lot of men who might be attracted to them do like booties first for some strange reason. So that's something that they go after.
So tell me something, because you spoke about the types of attraction that there are, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that because we're so ill that we never have an opportunity to really get to know the person because we're so attracted by what we see on the outside, take a second or take months or take time to learn the person? What is your thought from a psychological standpoint?
I definitely think that, never say never, but I definitely think that people are generally attracted physically. That's what gets them in the door. So you have a doorbell. You ring the doorbell is, okay, cool. I'm attracted to you. You're stimulating my visual. And I just finished talking about this in class. You're stimulating my sensory receptors. You have my attention. Now, I definitely think after someone for a while, whether you want to or not, you're going to get to know that person regardless. Right. You're going to see their anger, their stress, because life is going to happen, right? And so someone just actually recently said to me, you know, they give people laugh and, you know, I think like a man, it was like the 90-day rule. Mm-hmm. I hold firm to that because not a lot of people, unless they're sociopaths, can keep up a facade for longer than 90 days. And if red flag.
You mentioned sociopaths, right? We pretend a lot in this country, things that we see every single day. And are some of the red flags there, but because we're so indoctrinated to be married and so indoctrinated in having a heterosexual relationship, do we just pretend that we can pretend well, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like we can go out Saturday night and we could climb on the rails and Sunday morning, 8:30, you and St. Francis, well, we don't lift holy hands. I mean, you sing it,
yeah.
right? Don't we're acting as if we are normal. Mm-hmm. Or you could have one person and like, we are very good actors. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think about the fact that we always have to be somebody that we are necessarily not. And I want you to talk to us about being you, being mm-hmm. like authentically you. Mm-hmm. How do you get someone to say, this is me, this is who I am, this is the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I want you to love me for a better relationship or for a better us? Mm. So we deep on the show, you know, this Candy's called I love this for us. So, hey, hi.
First of all, I want to talk about compartmentalization. You call it pretending, right?
Right.
So they can compartmentalize. Now, sometimes it's not a mere convincing because you actually can compartmentalize. But I don't, right? I think sometimes they don't know what they need to be looking out for. You know, I have clients come to me all the time. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know that this was anxiety, or I didn't even know that was PTSD related, right? So they don't really know, per se, what's really going on, so they compartmentalize in that way. Now, when it comes to being the true and authentic you, my first question is always kind of, are you afraid of who you are? Do you even know who you are? Right. If I was to ask you, who are you? What would you say? What would your answer be, right? Would you describe your physical attributes? Would you describe your accolades and trophies? Like, what is you? And then I think people don't really understand themselves enough for people to be able to understand them as well, right? You can only meet yourself, others, as much as you've met yourself. And that's a part of the problem. People, they get lost in the, as you mentioned, the indoctrination of marriage and being with somebody. Even in school, my girlfriend asked my wife, from even like in primary school, right?
Everybody got to be. I didn't have a boyfriend in primary school.
I did.
I did not.
You had to. But it's cultural. It was not even something you think twice about, because, you know, that's just what was happening, right? And so as you get, that's just, I mean, not law schools, but high school, you're almost expected to be dating. And if you're not, you know.
What school you been to?
St. Anne's.
Oh, I went to Catholic. We were very different, but I have a few questions in here
of
for you.
Of course.
Kenny, I love the way this lady is speaking. Thank you for doing this. Thank you. When it comes up to hiding, when it comes up to hiding oneself, we've learned this so well that it almost becomes second nature. How do I say who I am when I don't have the opportunity? Mm. My parents say that boys don't, I'm a boy on the outside, but I don't identify as a boy on the inside. My attributes, I identify as loving a man. Do we really want to know the truth? You have ostracized us so much that we are not able to.
Okay. That's a really good question.
That's a good question. You have ostracized us so much that I don't know.
And this is the thing, right? Because society has definitely made it a mandate for boys to not have emotions. And when I teach my students, I tell them that don't even make no sense. Because why? Do they not have anger? Do they not have sadness? Emotions are as natural as breathing.
Right.
To say that males don't have emotions would be, or that they shouldn't, is literally stopping their whole like brain function and how they are supposed to naturally be in society. And so this toxic way we adhere to just naturally, because that's what we were taught, is definitely what causes the trickle down to have questions like this, right? It's just like, I look like a boy, but I don't feel those ways. Does that mean something's wrong with me? Or does that mean that like I should be objectified? Like, no, it shouldn't. Because I definitely think that, you know, I did a talk recently and I was just like, I need to talk to the men in the room, because there's not enough spaces that tell you it's okay to be emotional. There's not enough spaces to tell you, hey, we understand that you have all of these different ranges of emotions. Here's how you deal with it. No, you're just supposed to know. And I can't imagine how they know, because the males who teach them ain't really teaching them how to. Now there's a shift because men are realizing now that a lot of other men are dealing with things. But when you're talking about a disparity between what I see and what you feel, you know, again, is that fair? That's stopping you from telling me who you truly are. And I get it, because I understand the consequences that might come with it, who you really are, like the truth, right? Because a lot of people say, yeah, just be honest with me. And then when you be honest, now you're a target, or you might be, you know, violated or assaulted or any of these things that society thinks is okay because you decided to be who you really were.
Okay, this is another question, or a comment, sorry. Kenny, the Bahamas has gotten too fake. I'm listening. I like listening, but people like her, I want to take to coffee. This person wants to take you to coffee. This other text here says, Kenny, I identify as a woman. Mm-hmm. I love men, but sometimes I do see other women and I say, Jesus, she looked good. Mm-hmm. Does that make me gay? Is this a gay talk show? If it is, that's fine as well. But I want you to know there are a lot of women out here that have been hurt clinically by men, and it's from what our mothers have instilled in us. I'm not saying that I'm a homophobic. I'm just simply saying I like men, but I also look at women as well. I don't know what that means.
What do you mean?
I don't understand what that means.
So, I mean,
and you have to, my texters are saying that they want you to talk into the mic. You're talking too low.
Oh, my apologies.
They are on it today, honey.
That's fine. So I definitely think that if you have an attraction to women, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a part of the LGBTQ community. Women are attractive, period. But like, do you find yourself fantasizing? Does it go a step further? I could see anybody and say, wow, that person is mad attractive. But that doesn't mean that I'm attracted to them in that way.
Because I want you to know, like, I am a looker, right? Yeah. I just look rough on most days. But I mean, sometimes, like last week, somebody left me some limes downstairs. Sometimes there are women, I see them at the coffee shop, and they say, Kenny, I'd like to, and I know that they are not my particular gender orientated. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they say, Kenny, can I buy you a coffee? Sure. I mean, I don't drink the coffee, but you know, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But you have people that are attracted to other people by look. Mm-hmm. But do you know who the person is? Because I want you to be able to talk to us about not just having the facade of how you look on the mm-hmm. outside. Mm-hmm. What about getting to know who you are? Mm-hmm. Now, I have three texts in here. Mm-hmm. We did not say what your name was, you know.
Oh, geez.
We never said what your name was. But there are three texts in here, and this particular person says, I want her to say what her name is. Her voice is very tranquil. This next text reads, I'm listening. I'm gravitating to the conversation. I like what it is that I'm hearing. It's been such a long time for us to have these types of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
No boyfriend in high school would have said, question, I'm lost. Do you know yourself? I don't know. I was distracted. I'm confused. The man identified as a woman. No, listen, the man identified as a woman and like women. The lady identifies as a lady.
Mm-hmm.
She identifies as a lady, but she also says that she has an attraction for other women. She mm-hmm. she likes men, mm-hmm. but she also finds women attractive. That mm-hmm. was what the texter said. Okay, now I have another question for you here.
No worries. My name is Raquel, by the way.
Now, Raquel, I don't want to say anything more than that for right now,
yep.
but I want you to tell us, right? From a theoretical standpoint, what makes a relationship holistic? Is it, you've already said it's not just the look,
mm-hmm.
but it's getting to know the person.
Mm-hmm.
What do you term getting to know a person? And when you say get to know a person, is it heterosexual no, or is it a different type of no? Is it a XYZ, a LGBTQ? Because we're all encompassing, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we don't want to avoid anyone. We want to encompass everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what that looks like.
So it's interesting. No matter who you're attracted to, the get-to-know process is the same, right? So if you're a woman-loving woman, man-loving man, or if you are heterosexual, the get-to-know-you process is quite similar in a way where you're trying to understand that person on a deeper level, right? So we don't really date here, per se.
I definitely
think that this is shifting with millennials and Gen Zs. But it's very much so, I get to know you. Oh, you cool enough. Okay, you understand me. We trauma bond. And then we get into a relationship. And then the relationship is messy. Why? Because you never really understood yourself enough to say, what are my non-negotiables? What are my things that must happen? What are the things that are in place? In one session in group therapy, because I do LGBTQ group therapy on Mondays, I asked, what
does that mean?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer.
No. Oh. I know what that means. What do you mean you do group therapy?
There
are people that actually identify in New Providence
mm-hmm.
that come to you, or do you do this by Zoom webinar? What do you
mm-hmm.
do?
It's in person. And the whole point of it is to create a safe space.
And you how know, old are they?
They range from the early 20s to mid-30s. Mid-30s. So the reality of the situation is it doesn't matter who you like or like. I'm a therapist. I have to see everyone. But what I do realize is there's not enough people making space, safe spaces for people who are in or are part of the community. And so I did group. So in this group session, I asked, what percentage does a person need to be healed in order for you to date them? So interestingly enough,
right.
people think like 20%, like 50%. I'm like, first of all, your answer should never be less than 50%. Because if someone is not 50% healed, they haven't done the work. So it's going to be lone trauma bonding. They're gonna be pulling you with them because a lot of people don't want to heal alone. The loneliness comes in, right? So when you ask me, what does it mean to get to know someone? The first step is understanding what work did they do? What did you do? Did you do the work?
Did you do the work?
Did you do the work? Because it's really important for you to meet yourself at a particular place. It doesn't make sense for you to come into my atmosphere and I've done the work. You've done no work. And I'm not fair because I'm a therapist. So immediately it shows you don't even get an opportunity.
How do you even be in a relationship with someone as a therapist?
I don't. Because it's very difficult. It's very, very
difficult.
You
overanalyze everything.
Oh, no. No. So it's the reverse. I am not the issue. The real issue is a lot of times people say, don't therapize me. Who therapizing you? Right? If I ask you what's going on or I want to know what's going on a little bit deeper, that's just generally who I am and like what I was raised to understand. My parents are in a very healthy relationship. I've seen them all the time just be very loving, very open, very understanding. That's really where that comes from. The fact that I'm a therapist should not be my personality and what makes you want to date me, because I'm not going to deal with you if you if you have a bunch of trauma and you did not do any of the work. You need to be at least, for me, 70% healed. What does that mean? You did therapy, or if you can't afford therapy, you started to educate yourself on what your issues are. There's a lot of language out there, a lot of books out there, a lot of ways to understand what's going on. And so if you're trying to date, it doesn't matter who you date. So straight or a queer, part of the queer community. It's really important that you understand if that person has done the work. Also, if you've done the work. Because if you've not done the work, how do you really understand what love is? You know, I ask a lot of people who taught them how to love and they don't have an answer. So if anybody teach you how to love.
How do you know?
You have no idea what to do. You're just winging it.
So you mentioned something a moment ago about trauma bonding. Mm-hmm. We trauma bond and then we have sex. Mm-hmm. And then when we have the sex, we have the raw sex because nobody buys condoms anymore. I think that the condom, that's out of the window, right? And so we talk about spirits being intertwined. Mm-hmm. Do you think the trauma bonding, the raw sex, it confuses us because we never really get to know the person? Before you get there, I have text in my phone. I have They're to growing act. Up. Okay. I have to.
No worries.
And for those of you that would like to call, the number is 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. So this text reads, "Good evening, ladies. If a woman is attracted to men and women, then they are bisexual, right?" I guess. Okay.
I definitely have to say it depends on that one. Because again, remember I said the sexual attraction. You could find women attractive. You can find women attractive. That don't mean you want to sleep with them. That does not automatically.
I want to get into, and I don't know if Erica is going to allow this. I want to get into the art of sleeping with the same sex, because there are tops and there are bottoms, there are studs and there's what else?
Fems.
And the fems. And who?
Stems.
And who's? What is the stem?
The mix between a stud and a fem. Not the mix, but the middle ground.
How could you have a middle ground?
Well, first of all, everything's on a spectrum. So as long as you understand everything's on a spectrum, there will always be a middle ground.
Okay, wait, hold on now. The femme is the feminine person in the lesbian relationship.
Or just a feminine person, period.
Mm-hmm. The stud is the male person in the lesbian relationship.
Or just a masculine person. Yes, because you could have a masculine person dating a masculine person. No one assumes the heteronormative femme masculine.
So if it's not heteronormative, who's on the top and who's on the bottom? Because someone has to be the receiver.
Switch.
I have croaked. All right, let me read some of these texts, please. Let me read some of these texts. Kenny, they need to change your time to 2 p.m. Ha, ha, ha. Really? Let me read this in that next topic. Interesting topic. Who is the guest? Guest, please go ahead and give your name.
So my name is Raquel. I am a mental health therapist.
All right. She's also a teacher. She's a real estate agent. Yeah, she's an all around. She's a jack of trades.
Yeah.
This next question is, Kenny, asked your therapist this one question. Do we have sex too quickly? Hold on. This is another question. Sex complicates the matter. Don't you think that at some point we should actually get to know the person beyond what is your first name? I want to know what your blood type is. I want to know what makes you happy. I'd like to know what gets you off, and not in a sexual way. I want to know what your group is. What do you mean what your group is? That better be a junkin' question. I want to know what religion you are. Why are you that religion? Who are your parents? Who are their parents? Okay, this is another question. Oh, the person says, y'all talk up. Are we talking too low for you? Okay. Yes, absolutely. This is my last question before we go to a very, very quick break. This question comes in. Casey, ask your therapist for me, please. If you don't identify as anything, but you love who you love. We can answer that when we come back. We're going to take a break. You're on with Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. What am I longing for? Babylon released the cure. What am I longing for? My baby to love me more. What am I longing for? Babylon released the
coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station. Open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is a sexy Tuesday evening. We are here with Kenny's Corner on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. And we are having the relationship series. We have a therapist in-house. Now, while we were on break, the therapist said something a moment ago. And I think most of us identify with this thing called anxious love. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is anxious love?
So
tell my listening audience what anxious... Girl, tell us what anxious love is.
Anxious love is really those people who get into relationships and they are not sure of whether or not the person that they're dating, so the partner that they're dating, really loves them, or whether they're going to stick around, or whether they are really there for them. They start to doubt. They start to question. And why? Because they didn't really get to know them. So now the anxiety starts to seep in because 30 days, one thing about anxiety, you can control that. That's going to seep in whether you think about it or not. And so it goes back to the question before the break with about sex. Like, do we get into sex so quickly? Yes. And then because we get into sex so quickly, it creates that premise by which anxious love can exist.
Okay, ma'am, we just opened up a whole can of worms. This texter says, excuse me? What do you mean that is anxious love? If I am in... Texters, you have to text not like how you want to think. You have to text in a different way. I'm going to read the text as best as I can. Oh my gosh, texters, come on. What do you mean when you say anxious love? When I'm having relations and I'm in the thing and I say who own this is... Am I being anxious?
No.
I want her to tell me this minds. Mm-hmm. And just how minds, this minds is literally spelled like minds. I want her to tell me this minds. Am I being anxious? Am I being overprotective? That's something that I need to hear in my ear. Mm-hmm. I need to know that this thing is mine. Mm. Am I anxious?
Ooh, yes, but in a different way. So that's called possessiveness. So there's an idea. Hear me out. There's an idea here. Whenever someone has to have possession over, and I think a lot of relationships are possessive. You can't talk to anyone. You can't, you know, I need to know. I need. Hear your words. I need to know that it's mine. That becomes anxiety. If it's just like, oh, that person say it and I really like cue it up for them to say it, then no, it's not anxious love. But if you need to hear that I am yours, that's definitely anxiety.
Okay, this is the response. No, miss, I spent my hard-earned money on you. This better be mine. So
Exactly. So it's like, okay, sure. So it goes into the idea of monogamy. Cool. So if you're monogamous with this person and you trust them and you get to know them and you know that they're loyal, you did what you needed to do, why is it that you even questioning whether or not it's yours?
But isn't that a normal question to ask though, Doc? If you're in the thingum and you doing the thingum and they say, who this is? Like, yes. Isn't that a normal question?
Yes. In the moment, yes.
Yes.
But if it's outside of the moment.
Well, it seemed like this texter means in the moment.
Okay, so in the moment, no. But if it's outside of the moment where it's just kind of just like, again, you're mine. You can't.
The texter has responded. It's in the moment, miss. In the moment.
Only in the moment.
Well, we can see if they text us back.
If it's only in the moment, I can say perhaps. But then again, I'm going off of the word of I need to hear that it's mine. Not I want to.
Well, the man said he need to hear this because
I spend
he's spending
money.
His money.
I spend my money.
Okay, so this is another text. Sex happens way too quickly in this society. Mm-hmm. When you look at the statistics, we are number 3 in the entire region for AIDS and HIV-related diseases. We have no idea what it is really like to get to know someone. We laugh at the mothers and the grannies that used to wear the house coats. They knew that these men were cheating. They stayed in their place. That's totally two totally different things. They stayed in their place and they knew what it was to know their man. That food was prepared, the kids were kept, and everybody stayed in their lane. Those are two entirely different things, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So that's fine. Then this is another text. All right. Kenny, I identify as a woman. On some days. Mm-hmm. Kenny, I identify as a woman on some days. And some days, the testosterone comes out of me. Mm-hmm. And I want to just manhandle my partner. Mm-hmm. I want to fling him down and do things to him that a woman should not necessarily do. I flip him over sometimes. Hey, I flip him over sometimes. And in that moment, he sees the beast in me. Mm-hmm. What is going on with that person?
Nothing.
This person says, Kenny, my uncle used to say, if I buy her dinner, she's mine for night. No questions. And then this person says, misogyny. Mm-hmm. Misogyny? Mm. Is it misogyny?
To the mind and possessiveness?
Yes.
It can be misogynistic. Because again, it's, you know, that the person who just talked about, like, you know, my grandparents, they stayed in their place because that's what there was. That's definitely misogyny. But you ask me, like, what's wrong with a lady who likes to, like, flip over her partner, whatever? Nothing. Why is it that women can't have expressive sexual, you know, dominance without it being a male or female thing?
Yeah, but I wonder if she... I'm hoping that she's not plugging this man.
Why not?
I mean,
sex is fluid. Why not?
Sex is fluid. So I wanted to take the blinders off now. The phone ringing up. The phone blinging. If you're taking the blinders off, right? Mm-hmm. Because sex is very fluid. Yeah. And I mean literally and figuratively, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So if you're taking the blinders off, we're taking it all the way to the next level because mm-hmm. I want you to know me intimately because we are partners. Mm-hmm. This is how we get to know each other. We have a good relationship. We pay in bills. We doing this, right? Mm-hmm. So if sex is fluid, could the gentleman be seen as alternative?
No, it shouldn't be that way.
Do I have a caller? You causing problems in my phone. Good evening. You are on the air.
Hey, the corner. What's happening?
Hi, how are you?
Listen to me. I want to find out something from this lady.
Yes.
I know of somebody who is in a situation.
Right.
They're dating someone.
Yes.
not dating someone. They talk to somebody, friend someone.
Yeah.
The person tells them, listen, now we can't be boyfriend and girlfriend, or we can't be lovers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they do everything that lovers do.
She using a man.
But they can't be boyfriend and girlfriend.
She using a man.
Huh?
I feel like she's... You finish your story, but I have my own personal thought, but you finish your story.
Yeah, and my friend, when he goes to the store, he lets her know, find out if she needs anything, he'll pick it up for her. When she goes to the store, she'll call him and find out if he needs anything, she'll pick it up. She'll go by him and chill on her day off. They do everything that a lover will do, but they're not in love. They're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Very common.
Why is that common? Maybe they just want companionship, or maybe the man has erectile dysfunction.
So, interestingly enough, you hit the nail on the head, right? So I think a lot of people confuse companionship and partnership.
Mm.
So they think, okay, because I'm dealing with this person, you know, I want them to be my partner. But the truth of the matter is, no, you just need a companion, someone to listen to you, hang out with, chill with, and then sex gets involved very quickly. And so this person, you know, you say, you automatically be like, oh, they're using them. I mean, and where that might be true, you know, I think a lot of people are afraid of intimacy. And I also think a lot of people don't even know what intimacy is besides sex. Because how do you make intimate moments outside of sex? Oh, I buy you things. I think you didn't know, baby. That's not what I'm talking about.
Talk to us.
So, like, it's so weird. And then I think the things that I'm going to say, people are going to be like, oh, that's gay. And I'm just like, no, it's not. But, like, okay, does a person heal your inner wounds? Do they heal your inner child?
Talk to us.
Right? Do they, you know, buy you your favorite things, or do they just sit with you when you have a long day and no one talks? We coexist, right? We just coexist. I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing. Do we, you know, sit down and do a puzzle together, go on a picnic? Do we create intimate moments that can be like foreplay, but it's not sexual, right? That makes me draw closer to you, that makes you be emotionally vulnerable with me. Is that okay? And then if that's not okay, it's always going to be surface level.
Because sex and intimacy happens outside of the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways.
Okay, I have some more text here. Kenny, in my opinion, a woman should not be dominating a man, handling any man. A true woman is gentle and submissive.
Mm-hmm. I respect your opinion, but that is what society... That is very misogynistic, right? Because, again... Everybody can have their opinion, and that's perfectly fine. You can get a woman that is submissive, but why are you isolating women who might not subject themselves to your submissiveness? That is, and then again, think about it like this. I'm going to go to psychologically.
Get it.
Psychologically, if you pigeonhole somebody to only be this way, then they feel very trapped, and then they're going to have anxiety. They're going to keep breaking down. They're going to have depression because they feel like they can't be who they truly are because you feel like, oh, you could only be this. Women are only this. And I don't think people realize how they're creating the cycles by which depression can exist because you're not letting people be who they need to be. There should be no reason why it's such a taboo. Plus, why are you in somebody else's bedroom? What she does in her bedroom with her man, her husband, whatever, is her business. Like, you asked me if she plug him up. If he wants that, that's fine. But that doesn't necessarily make him anything besides a man who likes to be dominated by his women.
Okay. Hold on. This texter says, she is speaking about depression. Depression comes in many forms.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to be expressive with my lover. I'm a woman, and I've said to my husband, my then husband, on many different occasions, what it was that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The financial part was always taken care of, but he always cheated, and looked at who he cheated with. However, I'm in a relationship now. The things that I thought that I could not have done with my husband, I do now with my lover.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to express myself and truly be who I am.
Mm-hmm.
My husband didn't want this, but I wanted that. I expressed to my lover what I wanted. And one day, I just took it upon myself to take him as it were. I had everything set. I had sex with him the way I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bond that we built. It's not trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes our relationship work.
Mm-hmm. And that's my point.
Yes or no?
That's my point. right? That's my point. If you don't let someone be who they truly are, do you really love them? Do you really, are you in love with them? Because you're not allowing them to be the full grace of who they are.
But shouldn't you, but shouldn't there be some constraints? Like sometimes maybe, like maybe your partner is just a little bit too loud, or they're too aggressive, or they're too something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we should say to them, honey, pipe that down just a little bit? Because no, we just let them be them.
Let people be who they are. I mean, here's the thing. Here's where the compromise comes in.
Okay.
Let's just say I'm dating someone and I'm a very quiet person and I don't like really loud people. So let's say I'm dating someone who's loud. If I met them loud, I made the active choice to date them. If I made the active choice to date them, I cannot force them to change. That's not fair to them. But if I met them quiet and then I found out that they were loud, we can have a conversation. Hey, I realize that this is like something that you like to do. Like, can we like tailor it? You know, when you're with your friends, cool, fine. But when you're with me, babe, is it okay that, you know, you're not that loud around me because maybe I have some STEM issues, right? And if they love me, they should not have any issues compromising. And it's not them compromising who they are, you know. It's just saying, this is, it's just them meeting my
need.
Right, and I'm meeting theirs, because I'm not saying stop who you are. I'm saying compartmentalize.
This is the next question. Kenny asks the therapist if men like women to dominate them outside of the bedroom. This is a two-part question.
The first part, do men like women to dominate them? There may be guys.
Outside of the bedroom.
I can't say no or yes. That's a very like
open-ended question.
Yeah. So it either would be there are men who do and there are men who don't.
Okay. As a woman, I want to ask this question. Is it wrong of me to dominate my man in any possible way? Should I say to him... Should I say to him, if we're in a particular position, turn over, I want to have some of this? Is that me asserting too much of my male energy? Is that me meeting his need? Because a man wants a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
Correct. So they say. And then when the freak come out, it's like, okay, I want a freak, but like this type of freak.
Do you think that that makes them kind of cuckoo? Because like, if, like think about it, right? If you given this to me,
mm-hmm.
You don't be putting it on no one else. You're actually going out there and giving this to somebody else?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what plays on the psyche of men?
Yeah, back to that possessiveness. Back to that possessiveness. But, you know, I don't think... So they talked about dominating outside of the bedroom. You know, don't be a bully.
But daddy was a bedroom bully. Bedroom, okay, all right. Chris, you know what to play next.
Don't be a bully. But if you find that, I mean, have the conversation. I think a lot of people don't talk to their partners.
You think so?
I think so. You know?
I think a lot of us are ashamed. Like there's a group that I'm in, right? And of course, some of the men have no idea that that the women watch porn. Some men are not ready to hear the fact that women have sex toys and they want to use sex toys in them.
Very yes.
And some men don't know where the G-spot is. And some women don't know where the G-spot is.
In men or in themselves?
In themselves or in men, in whomever they decide to have sexual intercourse with.
Okay.
And I think for the most part, when you talk about free love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about having free love with one person? Or are we talking about having free love with like multiple persons?
So I think a lot of people, and they may not be ready to hear this, but a lot of you are polyamorous. In the facade of monogamy.
Talk, high five. High five.
Very many Bahamians are actually polyamorous.
You can give
your love to multiple people, no issue, compartmentalize everybody. It's almost like, you know, the Middle Eastern culture where all the wives have done the same thing.
Yes.
Y'all are able to do that.
Yes.
But then y'all can say, no, I just want one woman. I'm monogamous, because that's what you were taught.
But maybe, but guess what? My Grammy has passed, right? And she mm-hmm. used to say, you know Sharon? So, who is Sharon? You don't know who Sharon is? All of y'all, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this, right? If you're in a committed relationship or you're in a relationship in general and you know that the other person has someone else, is it half of the battle knowing, or do you always want to have one up? I mean, because polyamorous relationships exist.
Mm-hmm.
Is knowing better than not knowing?
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
Because the psyche of it all. Are we meant to be monogamous?
Meant to be? No.
We're not meant to be monogamous?
No, we're not meant to be. And there'll be plenty of people who would say that's a lie. But the reality of the situation is, think about it like this. You can have, so in a polyamorous relationship, you can have sex with one person, go on dates with other people, get to know other people, and not necessarily have sex with them, right? But it's about how you share your love. So think about it like this. You love your family, you love your friends, and you love your partner. That's you spreading your love, right? You spreading your love, just no issues. But we think once it's intimate, it has to involve sex. No, it doesn't. I can take someone on dates and be in love with them and never have sex with them.
No sex?
No sex.
No type of sex?
Y'all gotta let it go. Like, there's multiple ways to love someone.
Explain what you mean when you say no sex.
No sex.
No penetration?
No sex.
No touching?
No sex.
I need a clearer definition.
You know, okay, fine. So,
Chris, do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Good evening, caller.
Hey, good afternoon. I must call back.
Yes, sir.
This lady, she sounds very, very smart.
Oh, she is.
Sounds very smart. I have a call back. I want to ask another question. Since I have on the radio, she seems quite open with it. Do you think the Bahamian women need to stop trying fighting being the only one and try fight to be number one?
Mm.
Because we have a male situation in the Bahamas now. If you have a good man, still some of us left. Quite a few, but in as much as it used to be in the 70s and the 80s, the early 90s, you know, most of them dying or getting shoot down at this. So I try to tell women when I have a conversation, something like this, don't worry about the fella having somebody. Make sure that you're home base. Make sure that you are number one. Don't worry about being the only one, because 9 out of 10 chances you're going to be the only one.
9 out of 10, you're going to be the only one? Oh, Lord. So you think they're sharing anyway?
Hello?
That they're sharing anyway?
Yeah, they're sharing all over. Ooh. I've never dated a girl named Sharon. She doesn't have an excuse from the birth.
Oh, Lord.
She named Sharon.
Oh, Lord.
I brought it up. But no, on a more serious note, you have to try and be home base. Mm. Don't worry about what's happening out there. Mm.
Take care of home.
He's coming home.
Right. Mm.
That's a tricky
one. Let me hear you expand on that a little.
Not a problem. So that's a tricky one, because then what if everybody trying to be first?
But we had this argument the other day, right? If you are the housewife, you are the wife, he coming home to you, the lawn is being cut, the kids are being taken care of, everything is being taken care of at home. Does it really matter what you're doing out? Does it matter what he's doing out there as long as home is taken care of?
Yes.
We coming back. Because these questions, let me read this text before. Chris, hold on. Hold on, Chris. We got to get to this message. Some men are very green. Try new stuff. Talk trash to a woman. Click. Jump higher. Put it in. Take it out. We need some other type of These texts are out of control today. We are going to be back. This is Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Pony girly girly, you protect your body. No two type of man will love the coochie and the bedroom bully and Tom Dooley. Yes, two type of man will love the.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works: download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards, because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's a wet Tuesday, and we are here on Kenny's Corner, and we're talking about the attributes of sex. We're talking about what makes you tick. What is intimacy? What is love? Who do you love? Do you know who you even are to love someone?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I have a call already. We can answer that, gentleman, after we get this call. Chris, we have a caller. Good evening, caller. You are on the line.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
I'm well, ma'am. How are you?
Hello?
I'm here. We're here. Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off. Or turn whatever you listen. Yes, we will hold for you. Yes, ma'am.
Let me go somewhere quiet so you can hear me
back. Okay, we got you.
I'm just loving the topic.
Yes.
First of all, this is what I think. I feel as though everybody gets familiarized. Yes, the woman is a dominant person. We have beasts inside of us.
Beasts!
We want to express ourselves, but we don't want the man to know what's born into us and what birthed into us so they can see the expression. But I think the man just gets familiarity.
Ooh.
So we try to be team like a putty cat so we wouldn't scare them.
But in this teamness.
We could teach a man a lot of things. We could tell them where to touch us, where to turn us on, where to make us squirt, where to make us haul up, where to bite us.
Ma'am, did you say where to bite you, ma'am?
Yeah, bite you, because we freaks. The bed is under fire.
The bed, yes, and you sound like a married lady, so the bed is definitely undefiled, yes.
The bed is undefiled, but we have to play by the male rules in order not to scare them.
Okay.
Because we do watch porn, we learn new things, and we be creative, but men feel as though we show them more where you learn this trick from, where you're this, where you're that, like, yeah. To keep it so routine. What we have to do, we have to tame it down. And 9 out of 10, when they go and find somebody else, they be a beast with them. My thing is, you know, they're bad, but these women better than them.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
And they're spying on them. They hit you. You can talk, hit them in the right spot, talk to them rough, and still go like everything good. So when they say, man doing it, woman doing it, worse.
So
I went home wiping their mouth and acting like everything cool.
Acting like they eat while they was out.
Yeah, like everything in order.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say is, if a man just would allow the woman or just open up, man, they ain't got to go in there and see. They got the freaks right home.
The freaks are home.
They rent the room once a month and be freaky.
Right.
And allow them to swim and stare at the churn. They got to swallow the pillow. The relationship will be better.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And we would have less frustration.
Yeah, and they ain't got to look for a woman licking another woman or a man. Because guess what? They could get all that. Mm-hmm. The cat web, the toys, the vibrators, the roses, all of that.
Absolutely. Caller, I agree with you 150%. I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. We have some text. This is clearly from a female texter.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny, I ain't playing with these man on this road. If you come in my bed, you come to get what you come for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing with you. Now, your nerves can be on you because when you leave my bed, you go wonder if I given this to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
This is another text.
Mm-hmm.
These women are completely out of control. Are you telling me that a woman is going to turn me over? Well, bye, grab.
LOL. Not you, if that's not what you like.
That's clearly what this man likes. You know that we often have a tendency to say, oh, I don't like this, but you really deep down you do like it. I think men do want a woman to take charge sometimes. Let me read this next text. Kenny, I've been waiting on this for a little while. I want you to know something. As a man, as a real man, a man that pays all of the bills in my home, I want my wife to take advantage of me. I want her to say, come here. Come mm-hmm. to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me handle this business. I done been out in the work all day in somebody hot ceiling, on somebody hot road. Kenny, I've been waiting on you. My wife is sitting right here beside me and we are laughing. I am too ashamed to call in. But Kenny, thank you for this. Teach us what we need to be taught. Okay. All right.
It's interesting because it definitely goes into the ideas of like toxic masculinity, right? And it's just like, does that even belong in the bedroom? Because at the end of the day, why anybody else in your business? If you like what you like, that's on you. That has nothing to do with anyone else. And like we talked about with the other person who's just like, I should be able to freely express myself. Think about how you are hindering the person from literally being themselves. You can make the choice to not date that person if you don't like what's going on. The problem is y'all just be too scared to leave sometimes. And I get it because loneliness is a thing. But if someone is saying to you, hey, I want to try explore things. Oh, I ain't into that. You are now automatically hindering that person from being who they want to be. And that is what really makes the wondering eye. Because you dismissing the person, one, and you're making them feel smaller. Like the person who talked about like having to be like very submissive and kind of just like girly pop. And it's just like, for what? Right? You, like the other person was just like, you know what you come here for. You know what this is. Please understand that this is what I like. And then on top of that, it makes me question, like, are y'all even satisfying each other? Because it have to be a particular way.
This text reads, I want my wife to open up and release the beast. Scare the perjesus out of me. This next text says, you see why men cheat? You see why men cheat?
What?
Yes, I want my wife to be a wife, but I also want my wife to do the things that I wanted her to do when she was dating me to get this ring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this next text reads, your texture speaks about openness and intimacy. Like she said, intimacy does not only begin in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
but it's an act of mind. It's foreplay. The conversation is needed. Perhaps if we took time to know each other, we would know what gets each other's goat,
mm-hmm.
how she floats my boat. I have an open marriage, but my open marriage didn't happen automatically. My wife cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we had an open relationship come about. So people are people want this polyamorous relationship. People mm-hmm. want this sexual activity. Mm-hmm. What when you I won't go back to you with this no sex though, because that is a huge question. When you say no sex, right? This is an adult radio conversation. Mm-hmm. The children should be inside and blessed raining, mm-hmm. so they should have been home all day. So you should be in the car parking lot. I have a question. Mm-hmm. When you say no sex, you're talking about no penetration. Mm-hmm. You're talking about no licking, no touching, no fondling, nothing.
There can be relationships like that, yes.
No, I don't know what you say because
I'm talking like none of that, right? And that doesn't, again, polyamory is not about sex. Polyamory is about the ability to spread your love and connect with people on deeper, multiple people on deep levels. That does not only involve sex.
How does one do this?
So it could be sex. It could be just, you know, like I said earlier, like dating somebody, right? Getting to know them and formulating that connection and that companionship, letting that person be your go-to person. Remember, you're talking about love, not like, not desire, not attraction, right? So if I'm able to, again, let's take the principle of the Middle Eastern men who are able to have six wives, all of them are loved. All of them get the same thing because that person has the ability to do that.
But he has the financial ability.
Well, that as well. But if you're talking about just in general, right? I mean, love as well, because before it was finance, you have to have the money. But before it was finance, it's I'm able to connect with you and now I want to pay for you.
Okay. This text is very direct. Mm-hmm. And this is a very direct question.
Sure.
You talk a great deal about heterosexual relationships, and I thank you that you're opening the conversation for other types of relationships. But as a new person in this lesbian game, mm-hmm. They spelled therapist. They didn't spell the therapist the way we spell therapist.
No worries.
I want your therapist to tell me what is the difference between being in a relationship. What is the difference between being in a relationship with a man? And you're not saying that you are a man, but being a feminine woman in a relationship with a stud.
So what is the difference between a woman who's in a relationship with a man and a woman who's in a relationship with a stud?
Yes.
Besides the obvious?
What is the obvious?
That person has a vagina and boobs.
But if you're a stud, don't you use a strap-on?
You don't have to.
Well, how do you have sex?
It's preference. It's all about preference. You could literally, for example, if someone decides that that's what they want, there are several lesbian relationships where a strap is never even involved.
So what do you do?
So you can use fingers for penetration and you can use oral stimulation, right? So you talked earlier about the fact that like people can't find the G-spot, right? And so when you're doing oral stimulation, that's really kind of a good go-to. But if you're a woman, again, right back to preferences, if you're a woman who needs or prefers penetration, but you're attracted to women, then of course you can involve the strap. No problem. Okay.
The texter is texting back. No, absolutely. No. Absolutely not. I'm saying, I understand what she's saying, but I need to feel something. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I need to feel something. What does that texter? What does that mean? I need to feel something.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you asked me, I don't know.
Yeah. What does that mean? I need to feel something. Do you want to feel some machinery? Or do you want to feel, how do I say this on the radio? Do you want to feel machinery, hardware, or do you want to feel tentacles? I that's the best word I could use. Phalanges.
Okay.
What do you want to feel, Dexter?
Interesting. That's an interesting question. I mean, besides the obvious, I think the fact that you're dating a woman.
She says the strap.
Yeah. I mean, if that's... Again, preference. If that's what you want, that's what you want.
So then why be in a lesbian relationship if you know that's what it is?
It's not about the slinging. It's about who's slinging it.
The woman is slinging it.
Mm-hmm. But what else, right? You connected to the woman. You connected to her heart, her characteristics, her mannerisms, not the fact that she has a strap. So, okay, cool. That's a perk. That's a bonus. But again, if you want to have intimacy, you want to have connection, you want to have love, you get someone that knows you or gets to know you and they do what they need. They do what they need to do. They do their best.
So unbelievable.
Yes. Yep.
We have so many more texts here.
I can imagine.
Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. This has been Kenny's Corner. And this has been a very, very rousing, stimulating conversation for this Tuesday evening for the drive home. Or if you're in your driveway and you want to go inside and take advantage of the opportunity that we gave you this evening to get some intimacy in your relationship, get some love back into, get some spice, open up your mind, expand your love language, your love making. We have been here on Kenny's Corner with this therapist. I mean, she has rocked the house this evening. I'm going to have to invite her back. This is Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Make me love you more each time.